Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, folks. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, The Man with Mike. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a Monday edition, folks. Thank you so much. It's gorgeous where I am. It's beautiful. It's just crazy. This, the more I try to understand this, the less I... That's why I don't know. I just stick to the Bible. And then when I have people that have, like, biblical shirts from their church that are, like, LGBT, like, pro-LGBT. You cannot be a pro-LGBT and be a Christian. You can't. It's contradictory to the Bible. The Bible is yes and amen. But the Bible, see, the problem we have in this world is the church looks too much like the world and not like the church. No one's perfect. We're all made in the image of God, but we're not perfect. I'm not. My pastor screws up. I screw up. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect, and that's the thing. This notion that, how dare you? You're a Christian. You made a mistake. But like in the country of California, and I call it the country because, I mean, they need to. A bill would require students to identify fake news. I'd love to be. I'm like, okay, yeah. CNN. Fox News, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, yeah. The View. Oh, yeah, Tim Scott was on The View, and, you know, they try to act like Whoopi Goldberg's the exception to the rule. That as a black person, sit down, you're going to be in Section 8 housing, you're going to be homeless, you're never going to count for anything. Michael Jordan's the exception. 99.9% of everyone that's black will never amount to anything in their lives. They'll be worthless. They'll have Section 8 housing. But Michael Jackson was the exception. Michael Jordan was the exception. Mike Tyson is the exception. Charles Barkley's the exception. Tim Scott Obama's the exception. Don't expect to make something of yourself. You're not going to. Well, Obama did. He was born in Kenya, Africa, and became the leader of the free world. If he can do that, you can be anything you want to be. But they want to identify fake news. That's going on in California. U.S. companies plan over 400,000 layoffs as Democrats claim businesses need more foreign workers to hire. Companies are laying off people left and right because this country's falling apart and it's going into the toilet. But don't worry, folks. All these people coming across the border, we're just going to give them stuff. Don't worry. We need more foreign workers. Yeah, Tim Scott goes on The View, and he goes, he schools them. Because the whole time, she's just kind of like, you know, oh, all these people, all these mayors and governors and senators and all these black people that are successful, going from 10% high school graduation rate to 90%, they're all exceptions. Disney's Little Mermaid star, Melissa McCarthy, honored at West Hollywood's Gay Pride Parade, featuring explicit, very explicit BDSM sexual acts. Disney is supposed to be for little kids, and you're honoring someone that's a part of that in a gay pride parade with very sexually explicit. It's not something, when I get into that, make sure your kids aren't around. This pushing pedophilia on kids is not right. And that's what it is, because the pride flag is about sexual revolution. It's not something that should be even anywhere near kids. Eric Ramorzy, him and, RFK Jr., yeah, I'm being targeted and threatened by big tech because we're not mainly, because we're not establishment. He's like the Donald Trump of the Democratic Party. And I don't know if he's just trying to, maybe I can get, maybe there's a Democrat that's a Donald Trump, and I can, maybe he can try to flip people to him. I think he's going to be politics as usual in the end. I think he'd be a Democrat in the end. Taylor Swift marks Pride Month during Chicago concert. Harmful laws putting queer community at risk. And I know friends who are very supposedly Christian that were at that concert. I'll get, I'm so much I want to get into this world. This world, it's scary. Don't forget this, folks.
Hi, my name is Chip Ingram. I'm the teaching pastor and CEO for Living on the Edge. We're a teaching and discipleship ministry. And our passage today is from Psalm 51, verse 10. And it's really a prayer of David. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and restore or renew a steadfast spirit within me. And what we have here is a man whose heart is broken. The word for create here, it's bara. It's the same word as when God created the heavens and the earth. It's out of nothing. It's a work of God. He realizes, God, no matter what I can do, I can't make it right. He's been in denial. He's made excuses. He's rationalized. He wanted this woman for himself, and he did whatever it took. And one thing compounded onto another, and you've been there, I've been there, we've all been there. I think the hard part is, even when we come and say, Lord, I'm sorry, like, will I do it again? Or how can I ever stay on the right track? And so the second half is, renew a steadfast spirit within me, inside of me, not external, but a work in me. And here's what I want to leave you with. Sin at its heart is always relational. When we think, I broke a rule, I'm sorry I did that, pray 1 John 1:9, everything's okay. No, when we come to realize I broke God's heart, I severed the relationship, I committed spiritual adultery, I dissed him, I don't need you. Those are the kind of feelings, that's what happens in your heart. And when you come to God in that way, 100% of the time, he'll create a new heart in you. He'll renew a steadfast spirit. And I believe this is one that after we pray it to the Lord personally, we desperately need to share that with someone we really love and trust.
Remember that, folks. I'm going to do something real quick, folks. That's what I wanted to do. Thank you so much for tuning in. 9:13. I have placed my rainbow in the clouds. It is a sign of my covenant with you and with all the earth. That's... That's where we're at, folks. That's what the rainbow is about. But then, you know, I'm hated because of my views. But sorry, look at this. There was a wayward private jet that flew over D.C. and it was a major Trump donor and it was shot down because it flew over D.C., right? Well, wait a minute. A Chinese spy balloon was all over the United States and they couldn't shoot it down because we might injure people. You might injure people, but a private plane that was a major Trump donor, his whole family was taken down. People need to wake up and realize this. The same people that you only do a Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you to say. But then when the vaccine comes out, just shut up and get the vaccine. Don't think. Wait a minute. Am I supposed to think for myself? Am I not thinking for myself and only doing what someone tells me? Then what are you doing? It's like the same people that, oh, the national debt doesn't matter. We could put $100 trillion in a budget. Don't worry. Debt don't matter. Okay. I wish I could spend my way out of debt. Catch the oxymoron there. I'm going to spend my way out of debt, honey. Honey, I just bought $5,000 worth of stuff to help get us out of debt. Yeah. They're already trying to indoctrinate the kids. That's why these kids. What is the biggest state in the United States? It's Alaska. How many states are in America? How many, like, I don't know. Well, how many stars are on the flag? I don't know, maybe 100, 200. I don't know. What's the capital of the United States? America? No, yeah, no, no. That America slash the United States. What is the capital of America? The capital of America. Capital of, they don't know anything. And now a California bill wants to make students required to identify fake news. Well, if they can identify MS, if they can identify the government-controlled media that's on TV, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, no, that's not fake news. It's not. Really? Wow. Then I think you're fake. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. I just want to remember I used to watch all the videos where the guys would go out to the Scientologist people. Oh. What's your crimes? What are your crimes? Those were the, because I've always been fascinated why someone would get into a cult like the Church of Scientology or the Latter-day Saints. You know, but you have all these, and then the bill is Assembly Bill 873, and it's authorized by Assembly Member Mark Berman, a Democrat of Volano Park, would direct the state's Instructional Quality Commissioner to incorporate media literacy into K through 12 curriculum. Media literacy. When I was a kid, we didn't have people wearing political stuff. Like that one little classroom where they had the kids going, "Me like Obama, he's the best. Me like Obama, none of the rest. Obama, Obama, he's our man." And it was kids singing like Paul Obama songs. We never, all I can remember is in 92 when Bill Clinton was running for president, they asked a teacher, "Are you voting for Obama, for Bill Clinton?" She goes, "Politics doesn't have a place in school. I'm not telling you who I vote for. None of your business." I remember like when we had U.S. history, they had one of Bill Clinton's State of the Union addresses, and we watched it, and it wasn't about what he was saying. Can you believe what he said? I didn't care. He was just going through, okay, he's going to come in, they're going to shake hands, he's going to greet people, talk to people. The Speaker of the House is going to introduce him, and yada, yada, yada. He's going to have a speech. He's going to give it to this person, that person, whatever. But Donald Trump, Donald Trump, when he had the, when he was the Speaker of the House, he should have given Nancy Pelosi's, he should have Nancy Pelosi's speech written on asbestos paper. And when we just turn it up, she just, but, you know, hey, I'm just saying, you know, our teachers, you didn't know. Now I know that 90% of them are Democrats, like big time, like, oh, like, you know, like, they think the Democratic Party is so wonderful and so great, but... But, you know, they're talking about how we need to have all these, we need to have millions and millions of foreign workers come in here to be hired. U.S. companies plan to lay off over 400,000 as Democrats claim businesses need foreign workers. This country is collapsing. They just want to bring all these people in here so they can get them registered to vote. In 2020, there was no voter fraud, whatever. Oh, there's been fraud in every single election since Washington. Don't worry, folks. With 400,000 layoffs, what do they... Yeah, how many billions have come through the border since Biden open the border? I mean, there are people coming in from Canada too. Don't threaten you. You basically now have amnesty. You basically have a free license to run into this country and do whatever you want to. I mean, seriously, you do. You do. You have a license to do whatever you want to. I'm gonna come across the border and pretend I'm illegal. I want my free stuff. I'm here for my free stuff. It's okay, folks. Businesses are laying off people left and right, but don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're gonna have all these illegals come across the border, and we're gonna give them jobs. A lot of these companies are going under because they're woke. They are woke. I mean, who's shopping at Target? Not me ever. I stopped going when they stopped letting men in women's restrooms. That's what somebody was confused when I was talking to them. I'm like, they're like, transgender bathroom. No, there's no such thing as transgender bathroom rules. Read what the thing says. If you get to the brass tacks, men can go in the women's restrooms, women can go in the men's restrooms. There's no, show me where in that Obama transgender bathroom law, show me what were the prerequisites, what were the things you had to, what do I have to do to be able to use the women's restroom? What qualifications do I have to have? Do I have to be transitioning? Do I have to dress like a woman? Do I have to wear makeup? Do I have to do any stuff? Because I know women that don't wear dresses, don't wear makeups. They're tomboys, but they're not transgender. They're just not girlish. And they go into the women's restroom. There's absolutely nothing in that law. I can use the bathroom whenever I want to. That's all it means. That's all it means. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. We're going to have pedophiles play with your kids. And if you think I'm joking, the pride flag is a very... This is where... I don't want... If you got little kids, they need to leave this. They don't need to be hearing this. Because the pride flag is basically a shove it. Stick the middle finger out in your face saying, I'm with a man and I'm a man and we get it on. Let me tell you something. I put a whole bunch of ice cubes up there and when I was doing it, whoo, and it melted and cold water came down, whoo. It is a very sexually explicit flag. It is about showcasing the fact that I am gay, not me. Of course, someone's going to cut and paste that. Conversation's gay. But that If you have that, if you see a girl outside and you see that flag, that means she's with another woman and they get it on. Like Donkey Kong. It's them showing that, hey, I'm gay and I've got a girlfriend or I've got a boyfriend, depending on if you're male or female, you're in the same sex relationship and you get it on. It's very, there's a guy that addresses a school board who is gay and explains in depth what that flag is about. And it has no business being in schools and with Disney or anything. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're going to push it on. That's why I hate when they, it's just a drag queen. It's just a drag queen. Yeah, it's just talking about a gay relationship in a movie. Then it's just talking about this possible happening. Then it's showing a kiss. Well, the one girl wanted it, but the other girl didn't. And then it goes from this one girl, like, oh, not that you were into that. No, no, I'm not. Sorry. No, To slowly, everything's acceptable. I'm gonna, going from talking about a kiss to a kiss where one wanted it and one didn't, to where the main character is gay and all this, and it's just, I mean, I don't know how anyone can, your kids need to be kids. They don't need to have somebody, and let me tell you stuff, some of those transgender people, in their private lives, they do some, they do some very explicit things. It's not like they're a Christian and they read the Bible every day and then, well, wait a minute here. Okay, let me see here. Yeah, no. Remember, I have placed my rainbow in the clouds. It is the sign of my covenant with you and all the earth. But Disney's Little Mermaid star Melissa McCaffrey honored at West Hollywood's Gay Pride Parade featuring explicit BDSM sexual acts. Disney used to be all G-rated movies that were appropriate for kids. I guess now transgender BDSM explicit sex acts are something that, you know, why not? Folks, there was a group that got shut down. Thank you, Joe Walsh. Thank you. If you ever seen America's Most Wanted, Joe Walsh got this group shut down. They were called NAMBLA. And no, I'm not talking about the North American Marlon Brando lookalikes. I'm talking about the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And it goes back to the Greek and Roman times where a little boy to become a, as a rite of passage into manhood, he had sexual relations with an older man. Pedophilia, basically. Like, I would have, if I was a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, or whatever, I would have sexual relations with an older man as a rite of passage into manhood. 13, whatever the age was, does not make it right. That doesn't make it right, okay? Just because that happened back then doesn't make it right. But it's, and it was in full view of public participants. So if you were there with your kid could have seen that. It's sad to see that going on because that's not something I want my nieces and nephews to be seeing. Now, if they choose later in life to see that, and okay, I want to see what this is about. I don't support it, but okay, then great. That's their choice. But they're way too young to be pushed that stuff. Let alone to understand what it is. These are not, see, that's what's scary. See, I can go back to pictures of my wife, Melissa, or me, or kids from the... There's a guy that I swear, he's like Gen X, I think his thing is. He's on Twitter. He's like obsessed with the 80s, and he has all these videos where he plays like 80s tunes, and he shows you all these things. Remember the 80s, and remember this, and remember that. Yeah, we can make fun of our hairstyles. I can make fun of Robin's hair now, or when she was in 7th or 8th grade. Because Robin can shave her head and grow it back and make it look different. I can cut my hair. I can do stuff. I can. But when you do stuff to permanently alter your body by taking hormones your body doesn't produce, these kids need help. They're striving for attention. Because I've seen some people that were like LGBT influencers, and when they did something big and they had tons of people following, and then when that got to be boring or whatever, she's not doing anything exciting. Like, I got to, well, what do I do now? Because now I'm losing people. I'm boring. So I got to do something. And then they got to jump off the bridge, basically, in terms of doing something more extreme. And then, wow, I got all these people following me again. And it's scary. It's crazy. But they have they do something extreme. It's like they have to get this they chase the high. Like, look, I had all these people. So like Little Man Jay, he's not bad. He was cool. But like all you see, I mean, like all I've ever really heard that's decent is that Domino song. And then like he did like 85 videos. It seemed like, and nothing but the thing was the Domino song. And it's hilarious because there are a lot of people that was, and that's cool. And then he kind of fell off the wagon because, yeah, what's next? Yeah, that's next. They got bored of it. And that's what these LGBT people do. They're striving for attention. So, okay, I did this big thing and it's a big LGBT thing. And then when, yeah, okay, yeah, so what, you did that. And then they lose interest in you. I got to come up with the next big LGBT thing I got to do to myself or whatever. Or it's a striving for attention. And then, okay. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Just about 29 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much. I know I have people listening all around the world. But thank you so much. I mean, it even goes back to my Manchester United, you know, because Qatar is because they're a Muslim majority country and they're anti-gay and lesbian and all this stuff because of where they're from. It's one of those things that... Oh, well, if the Qatar takes over, we're done. Well, if you get your gym, you're going to keep the Glazers. So, sorry. But that's this world we live in, folks. These kids, I'm glad I can look back and laugh at my photos. I'm going to have kids now that for like they're so impressionable that for like a 2-year period, I did all this fun stuff. And they do all this stuff that permanently alters their body. And then in 3 years, then in 20 years when it was just a little tiny phase I went through, look at how many things I thought I'd be doing to this day. Man, this is who I am. Okay. That's great. That's who you are. I don't do that stuff anymore. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. It wasn't permanent what I did. Some of these kids are in a 2-year phase or a 3-year phase of stuff and they're going to do stuff to their body that's permanent. That they're going to, because there's one lady, because of this OBGTQ stuff, she takes so many medications now, like because of all the damage it did to her body. And she wishes she would never have done it. Because now she has all this damage to her body and she has to take all this stuff just to stay alive. But like I've said before in the program many times, my mom's an alcoholic, drug addict, and a bulimic. I'm going to love my mother. I'm not going to love the drug addict, alcoholic, and bulimic. That's not how it works. You know, this notion that, well, I can love a gay person. I don't have to condone what they do. I can love that kid that's 6 years old. I don't have to condone the fact that they're trying to push him medication that's going to permanently alter his body and damage it for the rest of his life for a little fat. So like, there's a Mr. Obvious. I don't know if you ever listened to Bob and Tom do the Mr. Obvious show, and he goes, yeah, well, it's going to cost $20,000 for the costume. Okay, so your kid wants to be a little princess for Halloween? Yeah, well, $6 for the dress, $5 for the wig. That's $11. You got, you know, $5 for makeup. That's $16. And $4 for shoes. That's $20. Caller, where are you getting the $20,000 for? Oh, I need my son needs a sex change operation, Mr. Obvious. Lord, you know, get your kid a tutu and a thing like this, but don't castrate the kid. And that's the thing. You know, when I grew up, Mom, I want to be a girl. Well, you're not. No, I'm a girl, Mom. No, well, you're not. You know, for the 2-year fad that a kid thinks it's, they want to do all this permanent alteration to the kids. I'm glad some of the fads and things we did when I grew up, they're not permanent because it was who I was. I mean, just like on The View, where The View people, and I was talking about this earlier, where Tim Scott was on there, and they keep trying to push this rhetoric that the 99.99998% of the population that's black will never amount to anything. You're 0.00000001% of the population that made it, Tim Scott. So Oprah's the extreme exception. Obama, who's black and white, so he's carbon Asian like Tiger Woods, he's the exception to become he was born in Kenya, Africa, and grew up to become the leader of the free world, but he's the rare exception. Oprah Winfrey is one of the most wealthiest women in the world, if not the wealthiest, and she's a woman. But don't worry, she's the exception. Don't look at any of these famous black people who have made something of themselves or become the police chief or the mayor or the governor or any of that. Don't look at any successful black people because you'll never amount to that. Just go to your Section 8 house and live. Why don't you want to raise black people up there, Whoopi Goldberg and the blacks and the other blacks on The View? Why don't you lift them up? Why don't you want to say, Sonny Hostin, hey, I'm not an exception. You can do something with yourself. Why do you always push negativity on these kids? You're black, you'll never amount to nothing. Just go to your Section 8 house and just go back to your crack hood. Just go back to where your mom's a crackhead, where she's addicted to meth. Just go back. You're never going to amount to nothing. Don't worry. Don't ever try to do anything. Don't ever try to accomplish anything. Just quit high school. Just go out slanging. Why don't you try to raise them up? hey, look, I'm on The View. If I can make it, you can too. I might be the exception, but let me tell you something. Maybe if enough exceptions happen, they can become the rule. Why don't you have that positive attitude? Trust me, I didn't want to walk. I was afraid to walk when I tore my right calf muscle until my wife told me the Lord told her what I had to do, and I had to put my faith back in God, and I did. And now I am healed, and I was running that night. And before that happened, I was afraid to walk sometimes because I was afraid I was going to get hurt. But I had a message given to me. God talked to my wife, and when she told me, I'm okay, I'm doing it. Just like in the Bible, when Jesus made mud out of his saliva and wiped it over the guy's eyes, what happened? Go out and wash it off and you will be healed and you will have sight. She, Sunny Hostin, can be positive and say, well, why don't these exceptions happen more often and become the rule? Why don't you push, yeah, I'm an exception. That's what's sad. There was a video I saw where this lady goes, talking about the Democratic Party, about, hey, they couldn't keep them down, so, hey, let's get them to vote for us. Let's control them. And that's what they do. I looked into a program one time to get rental assistance back in the day, and it was in there. He goes, you would need to, and a guy actually told me, he goes, you need to make way more money than they allow you to for the amount of rent you're going to pay. Why don't you push the exception more often? Say, hey, maybe if a bunch of us exceptions come together, we can be the rule. Why don't you lift people up? You act because Tim Scott tries to unite the nation and not divide the nation, because the left tries to divide the nation. The left is sort of like the 100 black ants and 100 red ants. And instead of leaving the jar where it is, where they're living in harmony, the Democrats want to shake the jar so that everyone fights. It's sad. But it's coming from the same party that's like, oh, you racist because you don't like black people. I like Tim Scott. I like Ben Carson. You know, oh. You know, like I tell my wife, I tell my niece, I tell my cousin, my aunts and uncles. They need to stand up for themselves. I love my wife. She don't back down from nothing. She don't back down from that. I love my wife. It's great, though. I mean, that's what we live in. You need that. How dare you, you bigot. No, I love gay people. I just, you know, I love the sinner, not the sin. Jesus would love everyone. Show me where Jesus in the Bible will love the sinner and the sin. He would not. This is my beautiful wife, yeah. She helps me. She's just amazing. I mean, you know, she gets it, you know. That the pride flag is a promise. Not,
well, if you look at our pride, our flag and their flag, they're missing the color.
Yeah. But that's just, you know, I mean, that's like I was talking about earlier. When Tim Scott was on The View, why don't people like?
Did you notice who wasn't there?
Mhm. Well,
why is everything all of a sudden starting to die? My lettuce and my green beans and stuff.
Sunny Hostin, why don't you say, hey, I'm the exception, and we need more exceptions to become the rule. I don't understand. It's a world I don't understand. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. You know, sort of like that plane that was shot down in D.C. because it was over D.C., but yeah, we got a Chinese weather balloon and we can't shoot it down. Yeah, it was a private jet that was unresponsive and it was over D.C. Yeah, they flew it down. That's okay, though. It's okay. You know, we can't shoot down a Chinese spy balloon, but we can shoot down a private plane. I mean, yeah, there's talk. I mean, it's funny because there's talk of, like, Mike Pence filling out paperwork to become the president. Like, who's going to vote for the dude? I mean, seriously. Who would vote for that man? Like, what? Does he need, is this going to be, like, a tax write-off or something? I mean, seriously, folks. Oh, Lord. Oh, Taylor Swift, you need help, dear. And, of course, if you went off on Taylor Swift with some of my friends that are supposed Christians, Mike Pence files paperwork to want this to be a Todd Starnes. Yeah, Trump was on his show today. I started to listen to it, but then I took my niece on a walk, so. But, yeah, he is basically, like, who would vote for that guy? I mean, does he need a tax write-off or something? And he's going to spend a bunch of money? Mike Pence has filed paperwork to run for president.
I don't know. People can't believe it. They don't know how stupid. I mean, why is he being so stupid?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is he going to spend a bunch of money and use a tax write-off or something? Hello, I'm from Microsoft Tech Support, and I'm here to help you, Michael Pence. You have a virus on your computer. I had some guy call me and he's like, I'm from Microsoft Tech Support and I'm here to help you. And of course, he's from, I think he's from Nigeria. That or India. And I'm like, I talked to him forever. I'm like, I can't turn my PC on. I can't turn it on. You know, because like they try to get on your computer and then lock you out and all that stuff. And then after about an hour of being on the phone, this guy pulling his arms and legs and feet and everything. There's just one question. I use Mac. I don't use PC. Have a nice day, and I hung up on him. He knew so little English. For being a Microsoft tech support, he should understand that I couldn't get across to him that I can't turn the computer on. It won't power up. And after like an hour, because I knew he was from Nigeria. I think he was from Nigeria. He sounded more Nigerian than Indian, but he tried to have like an English accent. But yeah, Mike Pence is gonna run for president. And it doesn't even sound like he's trying to do any like I'm gonna explore the.
Is there gonna be a Republican debate? I know they said they won't be a Democrat debate.
I don't know. I've not heard. Once I get off of here, I want to listen to the end of the Todd Starnes program because Trump was on there. I didn't get to hear a lot of it because I took it for a walk. Trump was on the Todd Starnes program and he made comments about Vice President.
Something
like that. And it's just
I'm
like.
Hoping he'll take Tim
Scott. Mhm. I'd love for him to take like a black woman, so that way he's got the female and the black. That way they couldn't say any. Well, they'd still say he's racist. Well, he's pandering to the party. Oh, you want to talk about pandering? Then why aren't the people on The View coming out and saying, why isn't like Cindy Hosen, like I talked about earlier? Now I want to get into some Premier League news, but with this Cindy Hosen thing, why isn't she coming out saying, yeah, Tim Scott, you are the exception. Obama is an exception. Michael Jordan is an exception. Let's get a bunch of exceptions and make them the rule. Oprah Winfrey, instead of pushing, oh, you're black, you're just going to just sit down, you're going to be in Section 8 housing, you're never going to afford anything, you're going to have government peanut butter, government cheese, just go back to your rat-infested crack house, because you can't do anything.
There's nothing wrong with government cheese, that's good.
It is, but I'm just saying, They put down the black people, like all these successful black people, 90% college graduation rate, not college, I mean high school graduation rate is 90% were black people. They don't lift black people up. They put them down like, you'll never amount to anything. Don't think, yeah, you'll never be Michael Jordan. Well, look at Michael Jordan's family. Think about it. They thought he was, I think, what did he get, like 25% royalty on all his Nike Airs? And they thought that was ridiculous. And how many billions he gets every year off of those? I have some Nike Airs from back in the 90s that, I mean, we all wore them. If I wouldn't have worn those shoes and kept them in the box, I'd have a couple grand. I'd have like 10 grand. But everyone wore them. So like if you can find some Nintendo Entertainment System games that are factory sealed, they go for, people pay big bucks for them. And especially if they're really, really high-end condition. But we all tore them up and played with them. But I got to about 11 minutes left in the program. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. This was about, as I move on, folks, this is about like 2 years ago, I think it was, or 3 years ago, when, how dare you? Because there are people to this day that, so who invested in the United Stand? No one. Arsenal Fan Channel is fans that made it happen. Mark used to walk to work. Hello, welcome to the United Stand. This is your latest Manchester United transfer news and daily news. I'm going to be going under this bridge here on my way to work in this tunnel, folks. So if I lose signal, I lose signal. But if anything major develops, I will come out and do an update. But thank you so much. There is talk that Jose Mourinho might become the Manchester United manager. And this has started all from him and doing like where you can, where he'll read comments, you pay like $5, $10, $1,000, whatever you want to donate, and he'll read your comments out, or ask, you can ask questions. And when people were going down and dissing, like, get out of here, we don't want that, I'm like, okay, I'm watching the Arsenal Fan Channel, because I love Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV. He was the one that broke the news that we're getting Alexis Sanchez, and I was super excited because that guy was amazing, and he was one of the most expensive flops at Manchester United. He did nothing. He was horrible. He was one of the worst players he ever had because he never really did anything. And every person is a gamble. I don't care who they are. He could be the best player in the world, and you could bring them to United or to Chelsea or to Everton or whatever, and they could be, there's no guarantee. I could walk off the, I'm going to get my physical, and when I step off the bus, I twist my ankle on a rock, and there you go, my career's over. And then now I'm at Tesco's bagging. Welcome to Tesco's. Thank you. Have a nice day. We got to clean up in aisle 4. Yeah, that Tesco's everyday mashed potato mix. Yeah, that says it's $3.99. Let me check it. Okay, can I get a price check on this Tesco's everyday mashed potato mix? No, it says it's $5. You need a fiver, but I'll give you the discount. I'll do it for £3.99. You're one step away from it. But I love it, and I was commenting on one of Robbie's videos on Arsenal Fan TV on the shorts. I'm like, Manchester United, you know, because I'm a fan. I said, I'm a United fan, but you guys are one, if you guys have a great transfer window, you're going to be one of the toughest teams to beat. The only team Arsenal really has to compete with, in my opinion, is Man City. Only team, if they have a great transfer window. And someone, a guy commented, and a bunch of people like comment back, and this guy goes, finally, an unbiased person. I'm serious. Arsenal bottled it. They did bottle it when they took on Man City. They should have won that game. And when I was watching the Arsenal Fan TV, because it was on Talks, it was not on Talk Sport, it was on That's Football. Mark was doing it, but I'm like, Arsenal's playing, and I'm watching it. I'm watching Arsenal Fan TV, and I felt so bad for him. I'm like, you guys had the opportunity to finally win a championship in the Premier League, and it didn't happen. You know, and I have to agree with Robbie, though. If they get out if they make it to that 16 left in the Champions League, that'll be a good first round for them. And I honestly think they'll get Declan Rice. I really think, you know, he's already in London. He can stay in London. It's just a perfect fit for him. Now, I would like Casido, Manchester United. And like I've commented, like a couple, even an Arsenal fan TV, I said, you guys don't really have to worry, because I can honestly see come next season, we will start the season, in my opinion, with still having the Glazers owning the club. And the way it kind of looks like right now, not only we'll be having Sir Jim buying the club on with debt, because he's going to have to take out money to just buy the club, and he's going to keep the Glazers there. So he's basically, in my opinion, just going to be probably getting enough money together to be able to fix up the stadium and maybe buy a couple players, and that's it. And the Glazers are still going to be in charge. They're still going to be there. And the whole point of the sale is to get rid of them completely. Get them out. Well, how are you going to buy them off when we're making maybe $4 or $5 million a year? And you're going to need to come up with another $3 billion to pay them off? And then there's people like, well, why don't Qatar just put in an $8 million bid and get rid of them?
If they're already in debt, how are they going to buy players? How are they going to do anything?
Through Sir Jim, yeah. Well, it's like if you have debt, as long as you're paying on it, they're paying, I mean, but they keep taking money out.
They won't have money for players.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how we're going to do it. But, you know, I don't know. I can see us starting next season. When I was talking to one of my buddies, he is a Newcastle United. I mean, think about Newcastle United. They won the championship in 16, the Premier League, and now they're being relocated. They're in the championship next year. I mean, and I'm like, I see us going into the start of the Premier League without, and I love Ten Hag. Has credentials, so he don't have to worry about a job. He'll get a job somewhere, and he's calling out the Glazers like, hey, you want me to be successful, you want me to win, you got to spend some money. We got to get some players in and get some players out. Simple as that. And I'm loving that. I'm loving that. That he's not afraid to call it like he sees it. Pardon me, folks, but, you know, I can see us. I think we will get Mason Mount for sure. I think it's just a matter of working it out. And I can't believe how many people don't want Mason Mount. Like, Arsenal would take him. Liverpool are interested in him. Man City would take him. Any club would take him. Whether he plays for them or not. But my point is, he's a great player. He's an amazing player. I don't want him to be the marquee signing. We need to have someone else. I would take Casido in a heartbeat. Of course, we're looking at some play. I mean, I know because of Ten Hag that, you know, he's coached in the Eredivisie. So if we got someone from the Eredivisie, he knows what kind of player would work for Manchester United and his style of football and what he's playing. He has done an amazing job turning this club around and getting these players where they are. It's going to be interesting to see. But there are people that I've been a fan for 30-some years, and if they take Qatar, I'm out of here. I'm just going to throw it. I'm done. And it's sad. I want Qatar. I want the billions. I want to be able to know that, hey, guess what I've got? Cha-ching. But I got about 2 minutes and 30-some seconds left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. But it's cool. I like it. I like to interact with, because that's one thing that's been led on my heart is to get on Arsenal Fan TV and chat with the other fans of other teams and say, hey, this is the facts. If you think that if Arsenal has a great transfer window, that they're not going to be a team to beat. They're going to be very difficult to beat. I'm sorry. That's a fact. I know there are some United fans that, oh, that's the facts. Unless you have an issue with like a Leicester City, that's what I meant. Not Newcastle, Leicester City. I apologize. Leicester City's a team that won in 16 that got relegated. But you know, I mean, you know, as long as Man City doesn't go from like a first place this year to like a nothing next year, you know, to like a, you know, losing like their first five games or something, you know, they're going to be tough to beat. And I think Arsenal is going to be the second, unless we have a great transfer window, because they're going to have, I know Man City and Arsenal are going to have a great transfer window. I think we have to have one to stay in fourth place, to stay in the top. Got about 60 seconds left in the program. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. Just remember, live for today, because tomorrow's not guaranteed. You know, tell your friends, tell your wife you love her. Be there for her. When the going gets tough, take a step back and say, hey, I'm sorry, I did that, I screwed up. What you got to do sometimes. Sometimes you got to be the bigger man and say, hey, I made a mistake. I screwed up. I shouldn't have been like that. I apologize. Satan got a hold of me. And I'm an earthly man. I can have faults. You know, that's why I'm just led to chat with all kinds of fans from other teams and stuff. So remember this, folks. For the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually put to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next week, this coming Wednesday, good night and God bless you all. Goodbye.